in this bulletin, Victoria celebrates its lowest number of coronavirus cases in 5 weeks. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announces aged care funding boost. And in the AFL, fans encouraged to wear the Aboriginal flag at this weekend's Indigenous Round. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Carcazzo. Victoria's Premier is taking a conservative approach to the latest COVID-19 figures, but notes the state is effectively stopping the spread of coronavirus. The state has recorded 9 more coronavirus deaths, 7 of which are linked to aged care outbreaks and a further 179 COVID-19 cases. Both the federal and state governments are committing $15 million in funding to reduce disability provider staff movement across different work sites and minimise infections. Premier Daniel Andrews says case numbers are dropping quicker than he expected, and the data proves the state's restrictions are working well.
There's no room for complacency. There's no way that we can assume that this is over. It is an ultramarathon, and we're not halfway yet. And we just have to keep pushing forward to make sure that we drive these numbers down even further.
The national coronavirus death toll has reached 472. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is hopeful Australia is tackling the coronavirus pandemic, but concedes border measures are needed to protect the community's health. Mr. Morrison has welcomed Queensland's easing of restrictions to allow people leaving hotspot areas for medical care. But he wants clarity on what defines a hotspot. The federal government has also announced $171 million for Australia's aged care sector, which is facing several outbreaks of COVID-19 at nursing homes. Mr. Morrison says there must be a clear meaning of hotspot, and while border rules are necessary, they need to be weighed up against the level of disruption to people.
And it was agreed today that we are going to ask once again, it's a very difficult topic, for us to get a clear definition of what constitutes a hotspot. And so people who are living in those areas will know when they're in one and when they're not.
A federal health secretary says he's unsure why no one at the department involved in disability support was a part of the coronavirus health response plan. The Royal Commission into Abuse of People with Disability has heard about a lack of exact data showing how many COVID-19 victims or cases have a disability. This week, data revealed 129 active coronavirus cases among National Disability Insurance Scheme participants, and most were located in Victoria. When questioned about coronavirus planning without disability input, First Assistant Secretary Simon Cotterill told the Royal Commission staff were very busy.
The drafting of the plan is a particular task that a part of the department has, but we were all considering what we could do in response. So I don't know why. I don't know the thoughts of every individual in the department.
In the US, Joe Biden has accepted the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's national convention, stating it's a great honour. The 77-year-old would be the oldest US president if he's elected this November, as he runs alongside Kamala Harris for vice president. He's told the convention Senator Harris has a powerful voice, and she has overcome challenges as a black woman in the United States.
She knows about all the obstacles thrown in the way of so many in our country. Women, black Americans, South Asian Americans, immigrants, the left out and the left behind.
Turning to sport in the AFL, Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt is encouraging AFL supporters to wrap themselves with the Aboriginal flag as part of a copyright dispute protest. Harold Thomas designed the flag and holds the copyright, but the AFL won't be using it during the Indigenous round because it failed to strike an agreement. Federal Minister Ken Wyatt says it's a powerful symbol and it's disappointing it won't be on display, but he hopes fans will still carry it with pride this weekend. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather in Perth, a late shower or two, 20 degrees. In Adelaide, showers and 13. Melbourne, much the same and 12 degrees. Hobart, showers becoming windy and 9 degrees. In Canberra, a shower or two and 7.
Wollongong, windy and partly cloudy, 14 degrees. In Sydney, becoming windy but mostly sunny, 16 degrees. Newcastle, wind easing and partly cloudy, 17. Brisbane, windy and sunny, 23. Cairns, sunny and 30. And in Darwin, similar conditions and 33 degrees. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.